It's Friday, November 30th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Bengali Das and his church were attacked earlier this month in India's Bihar state. Sadly, Pastor Das is still unable to return to lead his congregation. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about how Indian pastors prepare for persecution while in seminary.
Pastor Das in India is part of a Christian community that faces persecution or reports of persecution on a daily basis. So as someone that's training to become a pastor or an evangelist in a place like India, you're hearing on essentially a daily basis these different attacks that happen. Even when they're beginning ministry, they're sitting down and honestly thinking about, all right, what's going to happen if I get beaten on because of this? How do I feel about that?
Stark said this preparation for persecution is a very normal part of taking up the call of shepherding a church in India.
I think it's definitely a big difference between, you know, spiritual preparation of a pastor in a place like the United States versus India. Here, I don't think many pastors, as they're going through seminary, are thinking, so what am I going to do when people come and beat me? Whereas in India, because persecution is such a normal occurrence, they're honestly thinking about that as they're being trained to become pastors.
Jesus reminds us in Matthew 24, verse 9, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." On Wednesday, Ireland's lower house voted for a bill to legalize the murder of unborn babies up to 12 weeks for any reason, while forcing taxpayers to pay for abortions and forcing hospitals, including faith-based hospitals, to perform them, reports Life News. The group Nurses and Midwives for Life Ireland has gathered over 400 signatures from healthcare providers to protest the law and speak out for their conscience rights. China's capital of Beijing is planning to implement a system of social behavior monitoring for its 22 million citizens by 2021, reports Bloomberg. Citizens will be rewarded or punished based on their actions and reputations in a personalized rating system for every resident. This is part of a broader plan for China to monitor all 1.3 billion citizens in the country. Government control has been seen especially in recent crackdowns on the rapidly growing Christian church in China. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera signed a bill on Wednesday allowing people over 14 to change their name and gender listed on official documents, reports Christian Today. The law marks an increasingly liberal trend in the once strongly conservative and Catholic country. Chile legalized divorce in 2004 and lifted a ban on abortion in 2017. Isaiah 10, verse 1 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression." On Wednesday, Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi of California won her party's nomination for Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. The entire House will vote on the seat in January. If elected, Pelosi has promised to push legislation that would ban any so-called discrimination against people committed to sexually perverted lifestyles. Tech companies continue to affirm liberal agendas and defy God's created order of male and female genders. Twitter has banned users from tweeting the birth names of transgender people or referencing them with biologically accurate pronouns, labeling such speech as quote-unquote hateful. Also, people in the state of Colorado, pretending to be something other than male or female, can now put X on their driver's licenses to represent their gender. By contrast, here at The World View, we still refer to Bruce Jenner as a man, despite the surgeries he has chosen and the hormones he takes to attempt to appear as a woman. In an interview with The Washington Post, President Donald Trump questioned whether U.S. troops should remain in the Middle East. Trump noted falling oil prices combined with an increase in American production of oil. This comes after three U.S. soldiers were killed in a Taliban bombing this week in Afghanistan, making it the deadliest year in Afghanistan for the U.S. since 2015. And finally, President Trump delivered a speech at the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony at the White House this week, reports the Conservative Tribune. Trump emphasized the birth of Christ in celebrating Christmas, quoting from the Gospel of Luke.
For Christians all across our nation, around the world, this is a sacred season that begins 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was born. An angel declared to the shepherds tending their flocks, "Behold, I bring you good tidings, great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, November 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.